KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In college basketball last night, a Steve Prohm technical foul helped trigger a 17-2 run for top-ranked Baylor as the Bears pulled away in the second half for a 67-53 win in Ames. Prohm was whistled with more than 12 minutes remaining in the Cyclones, trailing by 5.
They're just physical. They're physical on offense, physical on defense. We had played a good game. I blame myself for the technical. I told the guys that. But we got to be after that. You know, I thought they revved it up a level where we needed to rev it up a level on both ends of the floor.
Cyclones made only 4 of 17 from three-point range and were out-rebounded 39-28 and falling for the seventh time in 9 games.
You know, we can't try to just go one-on-one on them. You know, we got to attack early, get in space, and then get the ball moving and then... They attack it, you know. But that is a physical team, and that's what we need to get to look like.
Sophomore Rasir Bolton continued his improved play with 19 points, including 4 of 8 from three-point range, and he talks about where the Cyclones need to improve to turn around their 2-5 Big 12 record.
I would say just get tougher. You know, we really lost the game on the glass, and that's really what hurt us a lot. Just rebounding, and then, you know, just keep staying the course, but we got to rebound as a unit.
Also in a college basketball last night, Christian Williams made the winning layup as time expired, giving Indiana State a 58-56 victory over Drake. Jordan Barnes had 16 points, Trey Williams added 11, and Jake LaRavia had 10 points and 9 rebounds for Indiana State. Liam Robbins had 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 block shots for the Bulldogs. A.J. Green scored 27 points, Austin Fife added 17, and Northern Iowa extended its home winning streak to 12 games as they rolled past Missouri State 95-66 last night. In top 25 men's college hoops, 7th-ranked Dayton has continued its best start in the history of its men's basketball program as they beat Duquesne in Pittsburgh 73-69. Also, number 4 San Diego State remained the only undefeated team in Division I, pounding New Mexico 85-57. They're 22-0. Jordan Wara poured in a career-high 27 points to help 6th-ranked Louisville to an 86-69 romp over Boston College. Also, it was Seton Hall picking up a win, 64-57 over DePaul. Texas Tech snapped a 2-game losing streak, beating number 12 West Virginia 89-81 last night. 13th-ranked Kentucky beat Vanderbilt 71-62. Number 14, Michigan State, 79-50 over Northwestern. Also, number 21, Houston, defeated East Carolina, 69-59. LSU was a winner, the 22nd-ranked Tigers over Alabama, 90-76. And 24th-ranked Penn State beat Indiana, 64-49. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the 18th-ranked Hawkeyes need a big defensive effort tonight when they visit 15th-ranked Maryland. Both teams are 6-3 in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes won the first meeting 67-49 in Iowa City.
They're a talented group. I thought we defended pretty well that night. We got some, consecutive stops. And, I think you have to understand how gifted they are offensively, and you got to defend them.
Iowa's 1-5 straight. The Terrapins are riding a 3-game win streak.
If you try to just, outscore them and go toe to toe with them that way, they're pretty impressive. So I think you have to defend, you have to rebound, you have to contest. So they've got good players. It'd be a great atmosphere and a great test for us.
Maryland sophomore forward Jalen Smith is the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week after averaging 27 points and 11 rebounds in a couple of road victories.
He's making threes. They post him up. He's got a great pair of hands, so he gets loose stuff and finishes it. He's playing, I think, with really good energy. They're going to him. I think that's always good, especially for a player's confidence. But he was really, really special on the road at Indiana.
Home teams have dominated in Big Ten play, and Maryland hopes to take advantage. The Terrapins are 11-0 at home.
My theory is there's really, really good teams that are really well coached and great venues. Sometimes a league will have 5 or 6 bad teams, and you can go on the road and play bad and still win. That's not happening this year.
That's Maryland coach Mark Turgeon. The regular season race reaches the midway point. About half of the teams are still within sight of the lead in the conference chase. We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 6:30 is the pregame start time. 7:30 is tip time. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter says sophomore center Monica Cisnano is questionable for tonight's game at Penn State. Cisnano suffered an ankle injury in Sunday's victory over Michigan State.
You know, it's not quite as bad as we thought it was originally, so that's a good sign. She's really day by day at this point, and so it's really going to be a decision that we make after shoot-around.
If Cisnano can't play, freshman McKenna Warnock will be counted on for more minutes. Bluter says the Hawkeyes know they've become the hunted. Iowa's ranked 18th, and that 8-1 has sole possession of the Big Ten lead.
Our RPI right now is fourth best in the country, and that is huge to get a top 25 RPI win for the selection committee. So we definitely are going to get everybody's best shot.
Now, the Hawkeyes have been dominant in the fourth quarter of their last four games, and Bluter credits conditioning as well as the play of senior guards Kathleen Doyle and Mackenzie Meyer. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs had everyone on the field Wednesday for their first significant practice of Super Bowl week as they went without helmets or pads during the 90-minute workout. The only injury concerns involved defensive tackle Chris Jones and tight end Travis Kelce. Although head coach Andy Reid says Kelce is fine and Jones is good to go, Kelce has been dealing with knee soreness during the postseason and Jones is bothered by a calf strain. Also, Commissioner Roger Goodell used part of his Super Bowl news conference to note the league needs change to its minority hiring policy, saying we're not where we want to be on this level. Though the league requires teams to interview minority candidates, only two African Americans have been hired for 19 open head coaching spots over the past 3 years. The league has only two minority general managers among the 32 teams. Former Chargers and Chiefs linebacker Donnie Edwards is the recipient of the NFL's 2019 Salute to Service Award. That award was created to acknowledge the exceptional efforts by members of the NFL community to honor and support members of the military community. Edwards will be recognized Saturday night at NFL Honors when Associated Press presents its individual league awards. USAA will contribute $25,000 in Edwards' honor to the official aid societies representing all five military branches. The NFL will match USAA's donation of $25,000, which will be donated to the Edwards Military Charity of Choice. In baseball news, Dusty Baker is about to become the oldest manager in the majors. A person with knowledge of the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the 70-year-old Baker and the Astros have worked out a contract. He takes over from A.J. Hinch, who was fired January 13th, just an hour after he was suspended for the season by Major League Baseball for his role in Houston's sign-stealing scandal. The former Braves and Dodgers slugger has previously managed the Giants, Cubs, Reds, and Nationals, winning division titles with each of those clubs. He led the 2002 Giants to the National League pennant 1 year before guiding the Cubs within one victory of the World Series. Reliever Greg Holland is back with the Royals after accepting a minor league contract. Holland was 1-2 with a 4.54 ERA last year in 40 relief appearances with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who released him on August 9th. The three-time All-Star pitched for the Royals from 2010 to 2015, helping them win consecutive AL pennants in his final two seasons. All-Star third baseman Chris Bryant has lost his service time grievance against the Chicago Cubs. Two people with direct knowledge of the situation confirmed the decision to the Associated Press. Bryant argued that he was held in the minors in a deliberate effort to delay his free agent eligibility. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.